Do you ever ask yourself what you're grateful for? You know, it's a practice that's done all over the world as gratitude. And it's an amazing thing that in any instance of your life, you can always find something to be grateful for, if you're willing to look. So I ask you again, or maybe I ask you this time, what are you grateful for? You know, because that's how we should start our spiritual life, is gratitude. It's gratefulness. Because God's grace always comes first. It's a principle. It's the primacy of grace that we believe as Catholics, that God's grace always comes first before everything. That means we don't deserve God's grace by what we do or our life, but that His grace always comes first. That everything we've given, think about it, everything you've been given, everything you maybe think you've earned, has been a gift, hasn't it? Maybe you participated in that gift, but it always was a gift. And if we look at our lives like that, then we can receive the grace of God more fully in our life. But oftentimes in our lives, we think of what we earn. You put in the work, this comes out. I work this many hours, I get paid this much. Everything in our lives is kind of like that, but not God's love. God's love is not like that. But we fall into it, don't we? We fall into, well, I've sinned this much, or I've done this. God can never love me. But that's not God's love that you're saying. In our second reading today, it said, what can keep us from the love of God? Really nothing. Not death, not life, not principalities, not powers. Nothing can keep us from the love of God. But the question is, will you receive it? Nothing will keep us from it, but are you willing to receive it? And that's only if you know what are you looking for in your life? What will satisfy you? Have you ever asked that question? What am I searching for in my life? What is that longing in my heart that if I had, I would be satisfied? I mean, we've all done it. We've all searched for it. Maybe it's that perfect restaurant. Maybe you're a foodie person. You know, you travel around different restaurants. Yeah, it's satisfying for that moment, but it doesn't really stay with you. Maybe it's the next phone, the next gadget. But then the next year, another one comes out. So it never really stays, does it? Maybe it's this boyfriend or girlfriend, this person will satisfy me. Maybe for that moment, but it doesn't last, does it? In the first reading today, God says, come, drink of the water, and it will satisfy you. And what He's saying is, come to me, share in my life, and it will satisfy you. But not only come, we all come to Mass. We come to the Lord, but are we willing to accept His love? That's the thing. In today's gospel is the famous gospel of the five loaves and two fish. I almost got those wrong. The five loaves and two fish. And it's the amazing story of the multitude of that. But what does that mean for us? That means, again, start with gratitude. And then come to the Lord with whatever you have, with open arms to receive it. That's the key. Come with what you have. Because in the gospel, the apostles said, well, why don't we disperse them so they can do it themselves, get the food themselves? And then Jesus said, well, why don't you feed them? And he says, well, this is all we have, just 5 loaves and 2 fish. But look what he did with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, what is your 5 loaves and 2 fish? What is your 5 loaves and 2 fish? You know, everything in the church started small. St. Francis of Assisi, the founders of the Franciscans, he got a call from God to build his church. One person. So he went and he started building. And look at what it is today. St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, he started the spiritual exercises. He received the call of God and he preached it. He went forward. And look what we have today. Mother of Teresa of Calcutta, who left when she was 30 to care for the poor in the slums of Calcutta. If someone had said to her, well, you know, what's it gonna make a difference? It's just you, one person. But look at it today. Everyone knows who Mother Teresa is, not only Catholics. So she made a huge difference. But that is the life of a Christian, a life of Christ, that mustard seed that's so small that if you bring it to the Lord, it will grow to such great things. But are you willing to bring what you have? You know, and we have that chance every time we come to Mass. I don't know if you notice, but there's a point in the Mass, maybe we don't do it now, but we send the baskets around, and yes, we collect the offerings. And it's brought before the altar. But in that moment, yeah, you put in what you have. Here in this culture, we put in money. Other cultures, they bring food, breads, lambs, actually animals forward. And after that, the priest says, let my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God. So really, we're bringing our 5 loaves and 2 breads every single Mass to the altar. And you're supposed to bring it spiritually. You're supposed to participate in that. Whatever you have. Maybe it's, I'm struggling right now, maybe in my marriage, and I need to have a difficult conversation. Give me the courage to do it. Bring that. Give that to the Lord. Maybe it's, I can't see the future ahead of me, and I'm fearful. Bring that to the Lord. See what he does with it. But that's our faith, that we bring it to the altar, the one sacrifice of Christ, and then we receive Christ within us, the communion that brings us closer to God, but to everyone. So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, let us continue to ask the Lord for the strength and the courage to bring your 5 loaves and 2 breads of your life to the altar. And let us leave that sacrifice to him and receive the love of God. Amen.